You should join us tonight.
You will witness a miracle.
Do you still think you're a star?
Stop it.
Is it me or is it getting a bit choppy?
Thanks for coming in.
We lived here.
I never forgot it.
I'm fine to walk, honestly.
We're not secret partners.
Enjoy the rest of the concert.
Movie news.
Kiva.
We'll see who gets the last laugh.
With Gareth Daly.
Whoa.
Gareth, good afternoon to you. You have been putting in the research, as you always do, for some movie-themed Christmas presents. How's the research been this year?
Slay load, really? It's been, you know, yeah, well, I come into it every year thinking, surely I can find nothing new after all these years. But no, I think we've done okay. I think there's a few surprises in there.
Okay, well, listen, let's start sort of at home. I know we like to support local and support Irish where we can. So what are you suggesting first up for us?
Yeah, well, these are the easy ones, and these are easy but really good, actually, because if you know someone that really likes going to the cinema, to be honest, you cannot go wrong with the cinema subscriptions. You know, they will allow you to go see any movie, and it's you know, if you're going regularly, it's a really good price. I checked out a few of them. You know, IMC have a pass called the Infinity Pass. That's $17.99 a month. Omniplex have the Omni Pass, $14.99 a month. Odeon, the Limitless Pass, that's $14.99 a month. So all of them have a good range. And if you don't want to sort of commit to something like that, the other thing you can do is get a physical or an e-gift card for any of the cinemas. I mean, Lighthouse do it, IFI, Stella, View, Movies At, and I'm sure your local cinema would have gift cards as well, which is a really good way, particularly, you know, heading into January, someone think, you know what, I can go to the cinema, and suddenly you've got this gift card as well.
Yeah.
And don't forget about, the film festivals that are coming up too, like the Dublin International Film Festival is on the horizon. They're already announcing some great guests. It takes place from the 20th of February to the 2nd of March, and they have vouchers online ready to be snapped up as Christmas gifts as well. So plenty of options.
Very nice. And of course, there are shops as well in like the IFI.
Yeah, you're right. There's the IFI. They have a great store, lots of books, Blu-rays, artwork. And then at the Lighthouse, they have wonderful gifts there. They've got like director series postcards. They've got prints and a great series of greeting cards. That's on lighthousecinemashop.ie.
They do have lovely things. All right, as I say, you've been putting in the research. So where shall we start with the interesting gifts you have for us online? Where are we starting?
Yes, from the strange, the sublime to the substance, because that's where I'm starting. So that was a big hit this year, right? A big cult body horror hit. Demi Moore leading the cast in that. And if you know the premise of the film, it's about a fading celebrity who takes a black market drug, a cell replicating substance that temporarily creates a younger, better version of yourself. Hey, actually, here's the phone guy who explains it a little bit better.
Have you ever dreamt of a better version of yourself? Younger? More beautiful, more perfect. One single injection unlocks your DNA and will release another version of yourself. The substance.
Yes, as you say, Gareth, that is the substance. So you're saying we can buy this, change ourselves forever.
You can buy this. Now, anyone out there who hasn't seen the movie is probably thinking, what are they talking about?
Yes.
So in the movie, Demi Moore goes and picks up this box. It's got a number on it, 503. And when she opens the box, there's the substance activator and the termination serum, sort of vial bottles with syringe and card with all the instructions on it. And she then follows that in the movie. Well, you can buy that. You can actually buy the box.
What'll
it
do, though?
Inside has I'm not allowed to say. But you can put it on the shelf or you can, no, we won't say anything about it. It's €48. You can get it on Etsy, but a sort of a celebratory movie prop from the substance. So I'd say lots of people will be picking that up just to say, you know what? Want a better version of yourself?
Here you go. All right. Now, from the substance to the scent, what film candles can you recommend this year?
Yeah, so candles are always an easy gift to give, but why not have a sort of film-themed gift? And of course, it's all about Wicked right now. And I had a look to see, was there any sort of Wicked-themed candles out there? And there are. There's one that's called Pink Goes Good with Green. It's a duo set. It's sort of an exclusive set from the film. Yeah, it's quite dear, though. It's a Wicked €147.
Oh, wow.
So if that's a bit too too steep, yeah, you can get one that's called Pink Goes Good with Green Mini Tin Gift Set, and that includes two mini candles in it. These can be purchased from voluspa.com. And then just while I was researching candles, just for the name alone, I came across this Brooklyn-based candle company that sells all different types of movie candles. So you've heard the French term mise-en-scène, right? Mm-hmm. Meaning what is put in a scene when you're speaking about film. Well, the store is brilliantly called mise-en-scène. Uh-huh. And they stock movie-themed candles such as Old Hollywood, French New Wave, rom-com, mystery, and even video store.
What does a video store smell like?
Okay, well, I'll go by their description, yeah. Right? It says rows of possibility and hidden gems. It's a nostalgic scent that reveals in discovery and tradition that once made movie nights epic, and even you don't even have to return it. Its scent is nostalgic, musky, and inviting. All these candles are about $36, so goodness knows how much they are to ship.
I don't know. Did Extravision have a smell site when we went into, you know, rent? I don't know.
There was a few smaller video stores that I was in, yes, that certainly did dance through the
okay
years. MiseEnScène.com if you want to check them out.
Give us something cheap and quirky.
Okay, so if I say the words, "Here's Johnny," what do you think of?
Oh, we think of Jack Nicholson, of course, and then The Shining.
Yes, we do. So I'm not going to recommend you buy an axe, right?
But thanks.
What you can get is an axe that's in the shape of a pizza cutter.
Lovely.
So it's described on the website as a horror kitchenware axe. It's at a slashed price of €25 and you can get it on Etsy.com. So there's actually a good range of kitchenware stuff. And I had a look around the same site and I found a couple of different things that are sort of all movie themed. There's one from Jingle All the Way, if you've seen that movie with, yeah, Arnold Schwarzenegger, and it says on it, "Put the cookie down." That's my best Arnie impression there. That's about €30. Or you can simply pick up a range of spatulas for €14. I kind of like the airplane ones that sort of read, "Don't call me Shirley,"
oh, very
or
good,
"Roger,
yeah,
Roger, what's our vector, Victor?"
Yeah. Okay. Now, it wouldn't be movie gifts special if you don't bring us a few sort of Star Wars gifts. Surely you haven't more this year. Have you really found new ones?
I have, yeah.
Wow.
I've been looking. So, yeah, I want you to think about the Star Wars fan in your life. Now, think about a Star Wars fan who actually likes to play golf as well.
Mm-hmm.
And if you've thought of that person, then the Star Wars inspired leather golf club head covers may be for this person. So yes, you've got your golf bag, you're on the first tee, you'll never look the same way again at your clubs, because as you take off the head of the driver, it says, "May the course be with you."
Somebody's going to love that.
I'm not making it up.
Somebody's going to love that. That's brilliant.
You can get those. They're quite pricey now. They're €51 on Etsy for a driver head cover or a putter head cover as well.
Okay.
So there you go. So that's a Star Wars one. Now, not to be done by the show of the Star Wars solidarity on the golf course, perhaps,
yes,
the lightsaber rear wiper blade attachment is your way of displaying your love for the Empire.
Wow.
So this is an attachment that goes on your back wiper. And yeah, it looks like a lightsaber. And it's about €15. Now, it's a US store. It's wipertagstore.com. So I'd say the shipping will be ferocious on it. But it's there and it is available for you. So
okay.
It's the strange
wiper blades. Maybe a few little cheapy
blades.
Ones for us.
Yeah, a few little cheap ones in the Star Wars range. I do like the Han Solo in carbonite ice cube tray.
Perfect.
So that will replicate from Empire Strikes Back. That's €30 on Amazon. And then I found a his and her matching keyring jewellery set. It's perfect for the couple who love Star Wars. Oh. One keyring says, "I love you." And the other one says, "I know."
Oh,
perfect.
Empire Strikes Back. Okay, yes. And you're not forgetting the pets either, Gert.
No, the pets. Yes, the pets. So dog lovers and movie lovers, of course. I've got the Bark Super 8, as in ATE camcorder squeaky chew toy. And yes, it is in the shape of a camera. It has a rope on it for those tug of war games as well, as $12.99 from a US site called Chewy.com. And we haven't forgot the cat lovers as well. We've got the Harry Potter cat golden snitch with a long pole and feathered golden snitch. You can train your cat to be the next Quidditch seeker champion. Tesco in the UK have this one for about £5.
Brilliant, Garrett. Finally, some really good books out this year in terms of film-themed books for us to check out.
Yeah, Al Pacino has a biography out. That is called Sonny Boy. I bet that's worth reading. If you're a fan of Brian De Palma, The De Palma Decade is also out. It sort of looks at his iconic films and features new interviews with the man himself. There's an interesting book out called Box Office Poison. This examines Hollywood's history through a sort of alternative lens. Instead of looking at the biggest movies, it focuses on the movies that failed at the box office, like the likes of Cats and those. And then this is the most interesting book. It's a movie book about fashion, but not about fashion on screen. It's called How Directors Dress on Set, in the Edit, and Down the Red Carpet. Yeah, it is. It's got 200 sort of archival photos of directors in action. And what it does is it focuses on what they're wearing, which is very odd, but it sounds really curious. It's about €40.
Garrett, once again, you have put in incredible research for our movie-themed gifts. Thank you. And as always with those books, if you can support your local bookshop, please do. All right. Thanks, Garrett, for all of that. We'll come to new releases in a moment, but you've a lovely trailer watch for us this week.
Yes, I do. This is an Irish documentary that will be heading to the cinema in the new year. Take a listen to this clip. This is Blue Road, the Edna O'Brien story.
Whatever wise man said, there's no sense being Irish if you don't know the world will break your heart. Might have been thinking of the author and bon vivant Edna O'Brien.
Unquestionably, one of the best thought of writers in the English language today.
It didn't come easy.
You probably have a unique distinction in that all your books are bound.
I'm not always sensitive about it because all the censors and bishops and judges, they're all men.
The good times are middling. The bad times are bad.
But not her fault. Nothing to do with her adolescent vanity.
She became quite a famous party giver, if you like, in London. Everybody who was anybody went to Edna's parties.
I knew it was transitory. We were all en route, heading for other places, orbiting up, up.
Yeah, I love the sound of that. It premiered at the Cork International Film Festival. We'll get to see it in the new year, as you say, Garrett.
Yeah, we will. And as you mentioned, and it's played internationally as well. It's directed by Sinead O'Shea. Jessie Buckley reads her diaries that feature in the film as well. And it's going to be released January 31st.
Very good. New releases in cinemas this weekend. Let's start with Amy Adams and Night Bitch.
I just feel off. Look at my teeth. See how sharp they are?
It's a little bit weird.
Motherhood. It changes you. It connects you to some primal urges.
I feel like I'm stuck.
Make up a plan, draw up a schedule. Happiness is a choice. Happiness is a choice.
I'll try. I'm never going to be smart, happy, or thin ever again. And I'm pretty sure I'm turning into a dog.
You're so funny.
Yes, Garrett. Amy Adams, great as always.
Yeah, she's always picks interesting roles as well. And in this, she plays an artist who pauses her career to be a stay-at-home mum, seeks a new chapter in her life and encounters just that when her nightly routine takes a surreal turn and her maternal instincts begin to manifest in canine form. So we have a couple of others to mention for you that are released this weekend. Unstoppable centres around the life of wrestler Anthony Robles, who was born with one leg and won a national championship in 2011 while competing at Arizona State University. The cast here includes Gerald Jerome, Bobby Carnival, Michael Pena, Jennifer Lopez and Don Cheadle. Rumours has Cate Blanchett, Alicia Vikander and Charles Dance starring in it as the leaders of seven wealthy democracies get lost in the woods while drafting a statement on a global crisis facing danger as they attempt to find their way out. On Becoming a Guinea Fowl is set on an empty road in the middle of the night when Shula stumbles across the body of her uncle. As funeral proceedings begin around them, she and her cousin sons bring to light the buried secrets of their middle-class Zambian family. And then we have two documentaries to mention as well. Grand Theft Hamlet is about two actors who stage Hamlet online and Grand Theft Auto. And then Merchant Ivory, which is a documentary that looks at the Merchant Ivory partnerships and all the wonderful movies that emerged from them. And just to mention as well, Gremlins, 40th anniversary. It's back on the big screen too.
40th anniversary, my goodness. What about a TV movie for us?
So if you do want to stay in the sort of Christmassy kind of spirit, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory is on RT1 at 6:35. That's the Tim Burton, Johnny Depp version. But the one that I'm going to pick is an Oscar winner, and it's on Channel 4 later. It's a middle-aged Chinese immigrant is swept up in an insane adventure in which she alone can save existence by exploring other universes and connecting with the lives she could have led. As I said, it's an Oscar-winning fantasy comedy. That's the best description I can make of its plot, because it's just an interesting, very visual movie. Everything, everywhere, all at once. It's on Channel 4 tonight, and it's at 10:15.
Gareth, thanks a million.
Thanks, Aideen.